Simentes Sif Katon Yud Hapoyshe Taliso Vidaito Lachso Ululov Shoy Miyan. A person takes off his talis and has kavana that he's going to put on immediately. So you're in your talis, you want to step out, go to the Beit Sakise, or you want to just step outside for a moment, right? You have an important telephone call, you want to go outside, you don't want to wear your talis. Whatever the case is, you want to take off your talis, but your intent is, I'm going to put the talis back on in a few moments. So what is halacha? When you put the talis back on a few moments later, do you make another baracha? So I'm sure you'll know the answer. You do not. If the talis is taken off with kavan, with intent, to put the talis back on, you take it off with intent to put it back on later on, you do not make another bracha when you put it back on later on. Why? Kevon, the mitzad hadin, motor lulechas by boy lubezakise. Meikar hadin, you're allowed to go to the Beis Hakise with your talis. And therefore, since there's no, it's not technically a hefsik, even though the minog is not to wear a talis gadol in the Beis Hakise, if you were to wear a talis gadol in the Beis Hakise, there would be no violation. It's not considered a hefsik going to the Beis Hakise.
What constitutes the yad? I'll give you an example.
As long as there's no hesek hadas, as long as you are still, it's still on the tip of your mind that I have to put my talis back on.
So I'll give you an example. Marshall, we have young people that go home to get their children.
Yeah.
The rabbi speaking, whatever. And they're out for a half an hour.
That's a tough call. That's a tough call. Going out to go get the children is already. Probably, I would say a hesek hadas. Oh, that we're going to get to, but that's what? No, that's hesek hadas. Definitely, that's a significant. They're fully into it. Their minds are not on the mitzvah. That's for sure hesek hadas. They make a new bracha. Absolutely. Go at solar call. Someone goes and takes off his talis, he goes on atzolah call. When he comes back, does he need to make new bracha? Absolutely. That's a definite hesek hadas. When you go on atzolah call, you don't want the guy to be, when the guy's working on you, you don't want them to be thinking about, oh, I've got to put my talis on in a few minutes. You want your full concentration on what he needs on his task. So you definitely make a new bracha. Hesek hadas can be, it doesn't matter time, it can be even a very long time. As long as you're not occupied, you're not fully immersed in another activity, and you are planning to put the talis back on. Let's say you're very hot, right? So you're in shul, and the air conditioner goes out on a hot summer day. It's 100 degrees, and it's very hot, and you're sweating wearing your talis. And the technician, someone, getting a guy to come and turn on the air conditioner, it'll be 5 minutes. Before you turn around, it's already 45 minutes, and you're just sitting there, and you took off your talis because it's very hot, with the intent to put it back on 5 minutes when the technician comes, and he doesn't come in 45 minutes. Lachar, you don't make a new bracha. It's been 45 minutes, but since you're just sitting around doing nothing, you're sitting around schmoozing, you're waiting for the guy to come, it's too hot, you take it off. You go on at solo call for 5 minutes, you go, you get in the car, and then they cancel the call, you come back to shul, it's only been 5 minutes, you gotta make a new bracha, because you have completely put it out of your mind. No longer am I going to be involved in this mitzvah. I have now to take care of something else. Here, you're sitting waiting around, even though 45 minutes now, you're still not going to make a new bracha. Now, going to Beis Hakise, Mikra, then it's not called Hefzik. We discussed with regard to tefillin. Going to sitting with a person takes off his tefillin. Here, really, that's where you can really illustrate this halacha. If you take off your tefillin to go to Beis Hakise, so it depends. There's gedolim and ketanim. A person, the Iker Hadin, is allowed to wear tefillin when he goes to the Beis Hakise for Kitanin. Now, no one would ever do this today. No one ever do this, but since Mikra Din, there's no halachic violation. If you take off your tefillin to go to Bezakis for Kitanin and put it back on 5 minutes later, no bracha. But a person goes to the Bezakis for Gedolim, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So even though a person may be out of the shuf only for 30 seconds, it doesn't make a difference. You have entered into a zone, a halachic zone when you're not allowed to wear tefillin, that automatically constitutes a hefsik and requires you to make a new bracha when you put the tefillin back on. So here he's illustrating this with regard to a talis. A talis you can take with you to the Beis Hakise. There's no violation. Why don't we do it? It's a minhag. It's nothing more than a custom. It's not a. It's a something which is a beged shomitz. So you don't take it to the Beis Hakise. What about a kittel? What's the halacha? What's the minhag? So the minhag is you can take a kittel. The minhag olam is that you can take a kittel with you into the Beis HaKisa, if I'm not mistaken. Is that we don't have the same degree of beged shel mitzvah by a kittel. What about what about a gartel?
It's used for tefillah.
Okay, they are machmirim. So I don't know, but gartel could be a different minhagim. Many people only wear a gartel. What? In a chanami, but it's not the tzitzis you make a bracha. There are different levels. Tzitzis you make a bracha on. What about? I mean, a strimal. I don't know. I'm not chassid. What about a strimal? Well, does anyone know what? You don't make a bracha, right? Exactly.
It's a piece of clothing.
Exactly. Me'igur hadin. There's no question. Even a talis, which is a beged shel mitzvah, which you do make a bracha. Me'igur hadin. You can take it with you into the Beis HaKisei, even for gedolim. There's no violation. Now the minhag olam is people extend this to other like a beged shel mitzvah. So I assume, yeah. I mean, there are people. Don't get me started. That will not wear a black hat. Okay, regular Borsellino black hat. If it's a Stetson, maybe they will. But if it's a Borsellino, but there are people like that. If it's a straw hat, then certainly should be machmir. But. We can save the jokes for another time, but obviously that's a shtus. That's a foolishness. What? Adar. We should nichnas adar. Madam jokes. Okay. Back to the now. Here we come to the very point of halacha. There is no resolution for the halacha that we're about to learn. There is no clear answer. Okay? You're going to find everyone will tell you a different story. There's one of the very difficult questions in halacha that you're not going to get a clear answer. The im nafal avalim. Let's say three lines down. Avalim hoya adaito shloy avalim hoya adaito shloy lelov shoy miyat. I'm not wearing it. Vinim lach v'chazav lelov shoy tzarch lever cholof. Like a tzolo call, you go on a tzolo call. That's it. Even though it's cancelled, and you see within 2 minutes you got to make a new bracha. Now, what happens if the talis falls off? It gets stuck in the chair, and you go to your aliyah, and then you look, where did my talis go? And your talis is lying on the floor or on the chair, and you don't have a talis. And I had no intent to remove my talis. So what do you do? So here is the rule. This no one disagrees. In miktsasa nishal gufay, if part of the talis, even the smallest amount, a teeny amount, not the strings though, a small amount of the actual garment is still over your shoulder, you save it. The last, like a real good save on baseball, like you just caught the ball by the smallest amount. In miktsasa nishal gufay afapis sheruboy nofal. Kevon shenishra olav ktsas min mitzvah einoy tzarech lachzor ulevorach kishem esakna olav. You do not need to make a new bracha when you put the talis back upon yourself. Aval imloy nishra klum al gufay, and he makes it very clear. Even though I'm holding on to the tzitzis, I saved it by the tzitzis, but no part of the actual garment is resting over my body. Afal pish she ochzoi biyodoi. I'm holding to the tzitzis. I'm holding on to the garment better than the tzitzis. I'm holding on to the corner, a piece of the garment, but it's in my palm. It's not over my body. Kevin deloy nishar me hamitzvah al gufoi. Toho ein hamitzvah lechos b'satalis. But the mitzvah is not to hold the talis. The mitzvah is asher techasebo, to cover yourself with talis. Ela lisatef bo gufoi. L'chein tzorich. Now here's what he says. The kitzer. And you see the shemus and malacha, and it's very complicated. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says you must make a new bracha. Now here's the big question. Let's just finish up the halacha. The im ira l'keilo came b'tfila. So let's say this happened to a person when he's in the middle of davening. He's in the middle of, and you cannot, you're in makom, you can't make a hafzik. You're in the middle of Shmon Esrei. The makom she'ein rashai l'hafzik lo yivarechaz. You're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, your talis falls off. So put the talis back on, and then when you finish your Shmon Esrei, elo yamtin at sheyuchol l'varech. Wait until you can make the bracha. The oichein says at tzitzis with a shake that says collect the four tzitzis, and then uvarech make a new bracha. Share to the shon b'mitzvotzanu l'satei fat tzitzis, and then make the bracha one. Once again. Now, here's the big question. Is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch discussing a case where the person is wearing a talis katan? Well, Chayru, the kids of Shulchan Aruch is discussing a case where the person is not wearing a talis katan, because in his time, you were one or the other. Okay, maybe we don't really know. It's not clear in the kids of Shulchan Aruch, because maybe it's the only time the halach of the kids of Shulchan Aruch is correct, is where you don't have on your body a talis at all. You have a talis gadol. The talis gadol falls off by accident, and now there's nothing on your body. That is called a hefsek. When you want to put the talis back on, you need to make a new bracha. But in a situation where, like today, where most of us are wearing a talis katan, and the talis gadol completely falls off the body, and there's nothing on your body. There's nothing on your body. Maybe in this instance you don't need to make a new bracha, because the first bracha has not expired, because you were covered literally with the talis katan that you were wearing until now. Yeah.
If you have to make another bracha, you have to put the talis over your head, do the whole.
So he doesn't say that. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says no. That's a very good point. I was wondering the same thing. He doesn't.
Lis'atef.
Lis'atef is not. Lis'atef means the head and the body also. It also means the body. And we learned that. That's what people make up say. They think, oh, it's like a scarf. Since the lis'atef only wrap it around your head, you don't need to wrap it around your body. That's the mistake. The word lis'atef means the body. He says no. He clearly says you don't. When you make the new bracha, but that's only in the case where you're putting on the talis in the time when you can't make a bracha. Okay, you're putting on the talis at the time when you can't make a bracha, so put on the talis and later make the bracha. If you're mil bin gavra l'gavra and the talis falls off and you can make a bracha, so l'chayra, then you should do itaf. I don't know. It seems that that's not clear.
So where did itaf come from? So we see
itaf means, yeah.
It's not really part of the bracha.
It is. Itaf means
we're not doing it
the second time.
We're not doing it.
No, so
we're just accustomed to that.
It's true. That's correct. That's definitely correct. Itaf is definitely a different custom. But you only can be medayik in the kids, so that the only time you don't need to do itaf is when you put the talis on without a bracha. For example, you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so you have no choice but to put the talis on without a bracha.
You just said when you put it on the second time, it fell off.
Right.
You don't do itaf.
Oh, but the only time you don't do itaf is when you're putting it on in the middle of Shemona Esrei.
What you're saying?
But then you come back and you make a bracha.
If there was another time, you're going
to
do it.
Doesn't say. I don't know. Let's say it's been gavra l'gavra, and now you can make the bracha as you put the talis on. Should you do itaf? I don't know. It doesn't say.
At the end, it says
no. That's only in the case where you're putting the talis. You can't make the bracha, so you put the talis on. So what are you going to do now? The talis already is on, so you're going to do itaf, make the bracha when the talis already is on. That far, you don't have to go. But let's say that you can make a bracha.
No, it's saying
read the Lo yivarechas, don't make the bracha then. You're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, so don't make the bracha. Eliyantin ad sheyuchal levarich. So, but it's implied that you put the talis on. I mean, that's implied.
Ad sheyuchal levarich.
Right. At that time, the oiches that sitzes biyadoi umevarich without itaf.
Which bracha?
Lusatef
or
Lusatef?
That you're making the bracha.
But I think the simple translation, and not absolutely certain, is that if you're in a place where you can't lo yivarech os, but you do put on the talis. You're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, yeah.
I'm not questioning the middle of Shemona Esrei. I'm questioning when you can make the bracha.
He doesn't say.
So he's saying just make the bracha and hold on for the tzitzis.
But he's only telling you to do that when you can make a bracha at the proper time.
And then you're making it after
your thing? Yes, then you're making the bracha when you finish the Shemona Esrei. Then you make the bracha, and then when you, since the talis already is all over your shoulders, then just hold on to the tzitzis. Implication would seem, I don't know if it's correct, that if the talis falls off at a time when you can't make a bracha, and you're putting on the talis fresh, you should do itaf. Because that's the proper way to make the bracha. When you make the bracha, l'satei pat tzitzis, the proper way to make the bracha is to do Ituf Kitav Yishmaelim. In this instance, it's different because now you are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You can't make a bracha, so it's not proper to daven Shemoneh Esrei without a talis shel mitzvah. So put on the talis, don't make the bracha, and then when you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to make the bracha. But since the talis already is on your body, you don't need to do Ituf in this instance. Just hold on to the tzitzis. But what would be the requirement when the talis falls off when you're not in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei? You're at a point of davening when you can make a bracha without any problem. It would seem maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no, that when you make the bracha, you should do the ituf. Did you ever see someone make a bracha, period?
That I'm not aware of.
Oh, but I would be okay, so this, you'd be aware. So it could be the reason why you didn't see them make ituf is because they don't make a bracha altogether. As we're going to see, the primary minug, is not to make a bracha. Why is the primary minute that the talis falls off? You don't make a bracha. Let's see the shomer shel halacha on the bottom. This is a very, very important. The kids should see. You know, this is not so much obvious. The Mishnah Berurah, I think, is chilling on this, but he says here on the bottom. Ulchein tzach levarach kashachayz avloivish ein machsa shekel dinofla talisa menu v'nisha lof talis katan ein tzarech levarach. You don't need to make a bracha. Uva Mishnah Berurah Kosaf, he disagrees. Digan im Nishar Talis Katan, Tzorich Levarich. You do need to make a bracha. And many people today, you know, they're real sticklers of Mishnah Berurah. Like they live on Mishnah Berurah, they love Mishnah Berurah, Baruch Hashem, they live on it. Whatever it says, this is what. But, you know, traditionally it was not like that. Traditionally people didn't know Mishnah Berurah, and they followed what the fathers did, the Minhag HaVaseinu, and it was much more common not to make a bracha. And it still is. Yeah.
So, I want to say something. Do you make a bracha in the morning on Talis Katan, right?
Do you make a bracha on Talis Katan?
Yeah, Mitzvah Sitzes.
No, but married men that don't make a bracha on Talis Katan. Depends. They're different opinions. There are different opinions. Most people today, this is a fact, Mishnah Berurah says, and this is followed pretty widespread, that once you're married, you no longer make the bracha al mitzvahs tzitzis. Don't make it. Because when you wear a talis gadol, the bracha l'hisatef bat tzitzis covers the bracha for al mitzvahs tzitzis.
So how does a machzis shekel say you rely on something?
Because when you make the bracha l'hisatef bat tzitzis, it's going on really both. It's going on the talis gadol and the talis katan.
So you have to have kavana there?
You don't have to have kavana, it's automatic. It's automatic, autopilot. The fact is you're wearing two garments of mitzvah and you make the bracha, it covers both. Now when the talis gadol falls off, you can't say that the bracha has expired. It has not expired. I have on my body a talis gadol. So there's nothing wrong with me taking my talis gadol, putting it back on without another bracha. This is the opinion of the Machzah Shekel. Not the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, even if you're wearing a talis gadol, you have to make a new bracha. What is the case of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? He doesn't tell us if he wore a talis katan. Maybe he didn't. The briskas don't wear it. A lot of people, they don't like wearing a talis katan. They hold that it's not a good idea, because if you wear a talis katan, you can wear a talis katan on Shabbos, and a talis katan on Shabbos is very common, it's very possible for a talis katan to become a puzzle. Tzitz wearing it the whole day, the corners can get ripped, and then one of the tzitz can get ripped, and then you're wearing a garment with four corners that don't have kosher tzitzis, and especially on Shabbos, you mechal Shabbos. I know I have cousins that don't wear, from the Soloveitchik family, they do not wear a talis katan on Shabbos, period. That's the minhag of brisk. They don't wear a talis gadol during the week that they do, but not on Shabbos. So, and when are you wearing the talis gadol, by the way? When you have this problem more often than not in shul on Shabbos. During the weekday, it's probably less common, yeah?
So a person going out on a summer call, he's wearing a talis gadol?
No, that doesn't matter. Because you don't go that far. That far you rely on the Mishnah Berurah. When you take it off with kavan, I'm taking off this beggar shal mitzvah, it's over. When it falls off with v'shloi b'hesach hadas, I never really want to take it off. That's when we rely upon the machzis hashekel. With kavana, it's over. It's a done deal. Finished. That's it. So this is a very important halacha. You should be aware that from, I don't know, I can't speak for everyone, but from what I've seen growing up in different places, been around, people generally do not make a new bracha on the talis gadol when it falls off if they are wearing a talis katan. People that live on the Mishnah Berurah? They do. Okay, I've seen people that do. I definitely have seen people that do make a bracha. It depends, different minhagim, but you should be aware that there are two different opinions in this halacha.
You know, in Sephardim, when they say B'Shem Yud Kutshua Beruchu, we say, Aleni Mechaven Liftor Et Talit Katan.
Very good. They actually say the words, I have Kavana to exempt. Excellent. Okay, let's go further. Okay, Yud Aleph. Let's say you come to shul, you don't have a talis, so you want to steal someone's talis. Are you allowed to do this? The answer is yes. Be'akrai. Don't do it every day. Once in a while, you can take someone else's talis. Why? Because the principle be'amah gam shloi midaita lispal el boy ulvarich alav. Why? It's not called stealing mishum. The mistama nichle leinish to leoven mitzah b'mamoyne. This is a principle. A person wants that his property shall be used for the purpose of a mitzvah. B'makom she'ein chesaron kisu, there's no loss of money. Avlo yotziu min habayis shemunach sham. It's forbidden to take the talis outside of one's home, outside of the Beis HaKnesses. Ki ulai chaver makbid al zeh, that far he's makbid. V'mhoya talis mekupol, if the talis was folded, so yachzor v'yikpulu, you shall fold it again. Gath Shabbos lo yikpulu, on Shabbos the minhag is another halacha that we do not fold talisos on Shabbos. Now the truth is we do fold. Just don't fold it on the creases. And especially, you get an aliyah, it's derech eretz. You get an aliyah on Shabbos, whatever, for Shabbos, mincha, whatever it is, and they give you a talis, you down for the amud. It's not nice to be a slob to take the talis when you finish and just throw the talis on the bima. I'm a slob. That's the wrong thing. Oh, I'm machmi, I don't want to fold the talis. You do fold the talis. You just don't fold it perfectly. You fold it sloppily. You just fold it, you know what I mean. You don't fold it perfectly. And that's mutar lechatchila. Yeah. Today, that could be another reason. Another reason we don't have. It's not pressed. But even not everyone relies on that. If you take a new talis, it's the libun on the creases. A nice new talis when it would still you can see the press marks. Every talis you can see the press marks to a certain degree. But the fabric is thicker. I know what you're saying. I don't know if everyone agrees to that. It's a leniency. That's definitely a leniency. Definitely true.
Only here to learn cool.
You're right. Okay. You're right. Okay. You got me. I accept. I'm chose b'shuva. So there are two reasons why you can fold the talus, but certainly when you fold the talus and it's sibur, it's not nice to be a slob and to take the talus, to crumble it up and throw it on the bima. We are your manners. Fold the talus. Don't fold it perfectly. Fold it a little bit sloppily, and that is fine. Fine, let's go further. Your friend is mocha that you didn't fold the talus in perfectly because you know that's because of halacha. Now here we get to another very big hot issue in halacha, which there is no clear resolution. We discussed this way, way back. If you borrow it in the mikra, if you borrow a talis, you do not make a bracha. That's clear. If I take a talis, it's your talis and I'm borrowing it. You don't make a bracha. Problem is, when your friend gives you the talis, I'm not just giving it to you to lend. I'm giving it to you as a gift. It's a matana al menas lahachsir. Like on the first day Sukkot, when you give an eshug lochem, when I give you, I'm not lending you my eshug. I'm giving it to you. It's yours to keep. There's a tonight. It's not easy to give it back to me. So if you borrow a shul mechaver talis rakalos l'toyre yesh sofik l'varchalov al kain therefore yischavin she'ein eroyt siliknoi. So when you take a talis from your friend, yeshav kavana not to acquire it. The oz talis shula. Oh, that's the we get common. Ancient times, talmid kitzur. This is a new thing today. A shul talis. We take it for granted. But I remember you go back. There wasn't a shul talis. There was no such thing as a shul talis. Neshtibloch. go back. When you're a child, a shul talis. They didn't, Bedavka didn't have a shul talis because if it's a shul talis, then the shul is giving it for the people. You get into the halachic problem. Do you make a bracha? Do you not make a bracha? You don't want to put people in that situation. So when someone needs a talis to get an aliyah, you borrow your friend's talis. You have kavan not to acquire it. And then you don't make a bracha.
If you paid for the shul.
Let's see. If you're a member in the shul, even if you're not a member, the understanding today is that when you come into the shul, even if you're not a member, the understanding is that we'll give you a gift and you'll become a member later on.
Excuse me. If they collected money from the kahal,
yes.
They bought.
Okay, let's see. Let's discuss this. Let's see. The oz lukuliyama intakhlevach aval ala talat sakahal. So he brings it down. He does bring this down. He does. The kids brings it down 1890. Afilu ein so he says it very clearly. The Mishnah Berurah also says this. Like the Mechaber says this. Tzorich levorech alav dahave kishlo. It's been given to you as a gift. Now over here he doesn't bring anything down, but it's well accepted that a very significant number of poskim disagree with this. Again, different minhagim that you don't make a bracha on the talis hakol because you're not wearing it to be yotzei the mitzvah. You're wearing it mishum kavod hatzibur. You're wearing it. It's a covet for the tzibur that the person wear talis when he davens. You're not wearing it l'shem mitzvah. When he says here ala talis hakol, he's saying if you take the talis hakol for shachris, so as you come to a, for a simcha, you come for a bar mitzvah. I don't have a talis. I left my talis at home. So does the shul have an extra talis? Yes, we do. Here's the talis. Can you make the bracha? Absolutely. Because the shul is giving you the talis. That is the understanding. So you can be mekayim the mitzvah of lesateh petzitzis.
Show the talis, let's say you get an aliyah from mincha.
So that's what he's coming to the address. So the question is, when you're coming in the morning to the shul to daven shachris, the whole davening, you'll be a participant in the service, and you normally when you daven, you normally make a bracha, you makayim, I'm wearing a talis, l'shem mitzvahs talis. So then you're not a representative of the tzibur, why are you wearing a l'shem mitzvahs talis? So then you take it from the shul, it is understood that when the shul bought this talis, it was meant that anyone that wants to have the talis can have it for the day, can have it for the service. It's a matana al menas lahachzir. But when you're getting an aliyah, you're coming from mincha, no one's wearing a talis here in the shul. You don't have no intent to be mekayim the mitzvah of lesateh patzitzis. I already did that this morning. So why am I wearing a talis? Kavarat tzibur. The tzibur, when the people walk in, they want to see the one that's getting the aliyah, they want to see him wearing a talis. Different hagim. Some shuls, they don't wear a talis by mincha. Some do, some don't. But even the shuls that do, you're not doing a l'shem mitzvah. You daven mincha for the amar. Nusach Ashkenaz, generally you wear a talis. Nusach Svar, you don't wear a talis. Ma'ariv, I think Nusach Ashkenaz depend. Most don't. In yeshivas, some do, whatever. They anyway, Lila's Lavsman, anyway, you will make a bracha. But mincha, you're wearing a mishum covered hatzibur, then you don't make a bracha. You're not doing l'shem mitzvah, and he disagrees. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says no. If you're wearing it, you are automatically being mekayim the mitzvah. The shul gave it to anyone who wants it for that particular moment. You're doing the mitzvah, you make a bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing. And many people follow this halacha. I've seen this done many times. Many times, people who know the halacha, they go to a shul, they daven mincha, they take the talis, they make the bracha, I've seen it many times, they make bracha, l'sad v'tzitzis, and then they get up, they daven mincha. But many people, probably more often than not, they don't make a bracha. And each one has almi yesh lismaych, but here the Kitzer and the Mishnah Berurah favor the opinion that says you should make the bracha. It's a general approach to making bracha. Some people love to make brachas. They'll make every bracha you can possibly imagine. They'll buy a new pair of pants, they'll make a bracha. Because that's the halacha. You buy a new beged. I know someone, this is really bizarre, he it says in Gemara, if you buy Svarim Chadashim, a new sefer, you make a bracha. He has a collection of klaf. He owns the klaf for the Haftaras. So he bought them very slowly. He have Yeshaya, he bought a Shmuel, he bought a Yecheskel. So then this year he bought a Yehoshua. He bought a Yoshua. You only learn Yoshua, I think, three times a year. He got a great deal. He bought a Yoshua. So the first time he learned it, he made a Shachianu. He made a Shachianu. Not so posh to make a Shachianu. He gets a cloth, parchment, Tzabal Chaim. There's a whole, you don't make a Shachianu Sefer Torah. So why should you make a Sefer to Shachianu on cloth? It's not so simple. But this is where he comes from. He made a Shachianu. And then there are people that don't like making Shachianu. So you're supposed to make a Shachianu when you see a person you have more than 30 days. You're supposed to make a Tchias HaMeisim. So do people do it? Some people, no, you don't make, you only have Simcha. You see them. You buy a new suit. So people tell you, no, today you never make a Shachianu or a new suit, because today clothing are not what it used to be in ancient times. They used to buy a suit, the suit lasted for 10, 20 years. Today you buy a suit every year, every 2 years, every few months. Everyone is different, it's no big simcha. You don't make a Shachianu. Some people, they're always looking to make brachas, and some people are always looking not to make brachas. So this fits in that category. People who love making brachas will make a bracha when they pick up a talis, daven for mincha. And those that are always afraid to say the shame Hamalch, the shame Hamafarash, they don't want to say Hashem's name Levatala, they will not make a bracha. Okay, we'll stop and take a break. It depends. Some do, some don't.